All right, Rabosai.
Oh, good. Good morning. We have the great Schos. I'll speak slowly. Oh, the sponsor. Our shiurim this month are dedicated by Jacob and Julie Blumenfeld, who are the Talmud Torah sponsor for the month of Tishrei, in memory of their grandmothers, Zichronim Livracha. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Neshamas will have an aliyah and the family a Nechama. All right, Tabosei, so we find ourselves, Baruch Hashem, in the middle of Maseches Kinim. Just so you should know, tomorrow is another big day. Tomorrow, Mir Hashem, we finish Maseches Kinim and begin, and did somebody just say, phew? Did I just hear a sigh of relief? Okay, good. Right, and we begin, Mir Hashem, also Maseches Tamid. So really, it's exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know, like, these days where you're going to end up. You never know where the journey is going to take you. So it's, I'm sorry? There's actually going to be like 4 siyumim. We're about, I think, 7 or 8 siyumim behind. But, all right. This is a lishmash here. I'm sorry? We're going to crash a wedding. Right. Well, I'll meet at a smorgasbord somewhere. Yeah. All right, so we'll say today's daf is daf of Dalit. Let's begin. We'll say, regarding the last parak, Rashi points out over here, I should say, the Mefarish points out over here, on the left-hand side of the commentary, when we were talking about the cases yesterday of the mixtures of the bird pairs, we had a number of different situations which ended with all of the birds in a particular kan, in a particular group, being left to die. When is that true? Bekoin hanimlach, when you have a coin who asks what to do in a particular scenario. Ava bekoin she'eno nimlach. They both say, what happens if you have a coin who doesn't ask? Right? Doesn't ask. So what's interesting is the last parak, it's really the last two prakim, were fundamentally rooted, really the second parak, because the first parak was much more kind of outlining the halachas, is when the coin, there was the mixture, or the mix-up, and the coin asked what to do. That was the halachic definition then. This parak we're going to focus a little bit more on, there's a mix-up. Cohen doesn't necessarily ask what to do, he just does. Now, after the fact, trying to figure out what's the impact. Also, by the way, many people live like that, right? Act first, ask later, and then try to figure out what to do in the aftermath. So what happens if Abba Cohen shed on him? What happens if the coin doesn't ask? So watch this. Achas lezu, v'achas lezu. See if you have a situation of one woman has one kan, another woman has another kan, top of chaf dalet, or shtayim lezu v'shtayim lezu, shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu. So we'll say, so again, either way, the point is you have two women, right, with multiple bird pairs. Now what happens? They all come to the coin together. Asa kula mamala. Shabbos say, what happens if the Kohen slaughters them and sprinkles all of the blood above the Chutas Sikra, above the red line? Now, Shabbos says, so remember again, the important part to keep in mind over here is, Olos are offered Lamala, Chatas, Ola Lamala, Chatas Lamata. Right? Ola birds sprinkled blood sprinkled above the line, Chatas birds blood sprinkled below the line. So what's that halacha? In this case over here, the Kohen sprinkled all of the blood above the line. So what's the halacha? Mechtza kasher, mechtza pasul. So we'll say ultimately again, half will be kasher, half will be pasul. Kulam lamata, if you sprinkled all of the blood below the line. Mechtza kasher, mechtza pasul. Good, we'll say pretty straightforward. Chatzyam lamalon, v'chatzyam lamata. Lamaton, what happens if you went ahead and you slaughtered the birds and you applied half of the blood above the chotas sikra, half of the blood below the red line, below the chotas sikra? As shalamalon, so amongst the group that was sprinkled above the red line, mechza kashu mechza pasul. So we'll say, from the half that was sprinkled above the red line, half of them are kasher, half of them are pasul. As shalamaton, and the half that you sprinkled below the red line, mechza kasher u mechza pasul. Half of them will be kasher, and ultimately half of them will be pasul. Good. Mishnah base. Achos lezu, shtayim lezu. So we'll say now we're going to deal with multiple women who have unequal numbers of pairs each. Achos lezu, shtayim lezu. What happens if one woman has one pair, another woman has two pairs, or v'shalosh, and then v'shalosh lezu, v'esra lezu, umeya lezu. So you have a bunch of women, each of them with dissimilar number of bird pairs. Now the Kohen, we'll remember again, in all of these cases, as the first Mishnah pointed out, all these groupings are coming to the Kohen, and the Kohen offers them up. He offers them up without first consulting about anything. So he just offers it up. So what's the halacha? Asa kulam lamala. If he offered up all of the birds up and slaughtered them and offered the and sprinkled the blood above the line, asa kulam lamala mechza kasher umechza pasul. So ultimately, again, half will be kasher and half will be pasul. Kulam lamata. If he sprinkled all of them below the red line, mechza kasher umechza pasul. Same halacha. Half will be kasher, half will be pasul. Chetzion lamalon. V'chatzion lematon. But say, if, however, he went ahead and he offered half of them above the red line and half of them below the line, so we'll say, so now, because this is a situation of unequal pairs, in other words, each woman in this particular scenario has different numbers of bird pairs, so the halacha is going to be a little bit different in this case. So chatzion lemala v'chatzion lemata, hameruba kosher. We'll say if he does half of the birds above the line, half of the birds below the line. So literally what it means is hameruba kasher. So we'll say what it literally means is the meruba, which means the largest number, the woman with the largest number of pairs, the number of pairs in the largest group will ultimately remain kasher. Zahaklal. This is the rule, says the Mishnah. Komakum sha'ati yachol lechalek esakinim, shelo yehe mishal isha achos, bein lamala, bein lamatan. When you could split up the bird pairs in a way that any particular woman any particular situation where you could create where the numbers would allow that you could have one particular woman whose karbanos would technically not be sprinkled above and below, in that case mechzan kasher umechzan pasul, then ultimately that results in half of the bird pairs being kasher, half of the bird pairs being pasul. But in a situation where just numerically or statistically it's unlikely, where just statistically speaking, any one woman is going to have birds of her offered above the line and below the line, hamaruba kasher. Then I will say, in that case, only the number of pairs in the largest group ultimately again will be kasher. Good. Mishnah Gimel. Chatos lezu ola lezu. We'll say another very interesting case here. This one is a little bit different than the previous one. If you take a look, actually we have to look at chatos lezu ola lezu. So we'll say in this case over here, you have two women who are joining together in a bird pair. Right? One of them needs a chatos, one of them needs an ola. So we'll say what's the metzias over here? Whatever it is, meaning woman number one offered up her ola already, she just needs a chatos. Woman number two offered up her chatos ready, she just needs an ola. Whatever the metzias is, chatos lazu, ola lazu. So ultimately, again, with the rush. Chatazu olazu. So we'll say same thing. And now what happens? Everything gets mixed together and the coin goes in and offers it. So what's the halacha? Asa kulon lemalon. If he offered everything above the line, mechza kasher umechza pasul. Half will be kasher, half will be pasul. Kulon lemata. If everything was offered below the chotasikra, mechza kasher umechza pasul. Half will be kasher, half will be pasul. Chetzion lemalon vechetzion lematon. What happens if he did half below the line, half above the line? So we'll see, interestingly enough, psulos. The halacha in this case is everything will be pasul. Why? Sha'ani omer, chatas kreivan lemala, olon lemata. Because there's the possibility that what? That because over here there's not all that much wiggle room, so the issue over here is that halacha lemaisa, where he offered half above and half below, one above and one below, his pasat the chatos was offered above, the ola was offered below, and therefore halacha lemaisa, everything will be pasul. Good. Dalit. Chatos, the ola. So we'll say now a little bit of introduction to this case. Take a look at the rush over here, Dalit. It's Thank you. Dalid on the bottom of the rush. Chatos v'ola. So let's just read this line, then we'll go back to the Mishnah. Perish Rachel v'leya. Rachel v'leya. Shalachu gimel kinim b'shutfas. I'm reading the rush now, Mishnah Dalid. So Rachel and Leah, they went in a partnership in three kinin. three bird pairs. Now, I will say the three bird pairs are each different. Kan echad asu chatos l'rachel va'ola l'leya. So we'll say in bird pair number one, so ultimately again, Rachel gets the chatos, Leah gets the ola. That's kan number one. Kan echad hinicha stuma v'lo kavu zula chatos v'zula ola. In kan number two, bird pair number two, so they're also going to split it, but they did not define which is which. They did not identify which is the chatos and which is the ola. V'lo kavu ala Hashem abaylim lomar zula rachel v'zula lea. So we'll say, so now look at the Mishnah. So chatos v'ola, so we'll say, now back up to Mishnah Dalet. So chatos v'ola means, again, remember, they're sharing three bird pairs. Bird pair number one, Rachel gets the chatos, Leah gets the ola. Pair number two is stuma, undefined, or I don't know, what was the word we used? Not undefined, undesignated, right? Undesignated bird pair, right? So again, I know one is going to be for Rachel, one is going to be for Leah, but we have not decided. We haven't decided which is the chatos, which is the ola. And lastly, mifureshes. And I will say, and then pair number three, ultimately, again, is a kan mifureshes, is an identified, but what? But not assigned. Identified, but not assigned. So number one is a bird pair, which is identified and assigned. Number two, unidentified, undesignated. Number three, identified, but not assigned. So it says the Mishnah, asakos. So we'll say, so now what happens? All of these bird pairs go ahead and get mixed together. So asakulon. Limalun. So we'll say if all of them were offered up above the chutas sikra, mechza kasher, mechza pasal. Half will be kasher, half will be pasal. Kulon lematon. If all of them were offered up below the chutas sikra, mechza kasher, mechza pasal. Same halacha, right? Half kasher, half pasal. Chetzia lemalon, bechetzia lematon. What happens if half were done above, half done below? Ein kasher elastuma. We'll say out of all the bird pairs, it is only the stuma, only the undefined. What's the word? Undesignated. Thank you. Undesignated bird pair that ultimately, again, will be kasher. Vihi mischalekes b'nehem. And I will say, ultimately, again, it is divided between the two. Look at the Rush again once more. In kasher elastuma, the Rush says, da'osa shehikriv lamala hi ola, va'osa shehikriv lamata hi chatas. So I will say, because in the stuma, in the undefined pair, right, or the unassigned pair, ultimately, again, what we assume is the one offered above will be the ola, the one offered below will be the chatos. Uba'achiros ikala mechash, shemehikre v'achatos lamala v'olos lamata, kigon shekol kan v'kan hubifne atzmo, v'asim ikol echad chatsyav, detana basar hachi chova shnayim v'chatos, chatos shnayim v'chova. So we'll say ultimately, again, I skipped the line. Ve'va'asak mikol echad chetziyav lamala v'chetziyav lamata. Ve'hi mischalek ez b'neim, the Rosh says, ve'aviyu od kan echad b'neim. So we'll say, so therefore, halacha l'maisa, in this case over here, we have the three mixtures of the three different kans, one ultimately, again, being mifureshes and assigned, one being stuma, one just being mifureshes. Everything above, half is kasher, half is pasul. Everything below, half is kasher, half is pasul. Mechza u'mechza. Ultimately, again, the only thing that's kasher is the kan stuma, is the unassigned kan. And as the Rashi points out, that's fine. But an unassigned kan, remember, only does what? An unassigned kan only takes care, presumably, of half of the obligation for each woman. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, we'll have to bring another bird pair. Hey, chatoshen is arbu b'chova. So we'll say another interesting case. So what happens? You have chatos birds that got mixed in with other obligatory birds, right? Other obligatory offerings. Now we'll say, now what happened over here is, same case, where the kohen offers it up, half of them, right? Chatsi lemalo v'chatsi lemato. Chatsi lemato. Right, the Rush says over here, Chatosh nesar b'chova, peir shava b'shava nesar b'chatos b'chova. So ultimately, again, so what ends up happening over here is you have the chatos birds that get mixed in with other obligatory offerings. Ein kasher. So we'll say the way the look, if we look at Rush for just the Rush for just a moment, he says chatos shenis arva bechova. The Rush says perish shave b'shavenis arvu chatos bechova shtei chatos bekan chova stuma odal chatos b'shnei kinui chova umishum detana baser hachi chova. Fine. So let's see back to Mishnah. So ein kasher elam minyan hachatos shebechova. So what's an interesting halach over here? In this type of situation, only the corresponding number of chatos will be kasher. only the number of birds corresponding to the number of chatos that were mixed in ultimately again remain kosher in this mixture. Amud Beis, chova shnayim bechatos. What's this interesting case? What happens if there are twice as many? Chova shnayim bechatos means twice as many obligatory offerings than the chatos birds mixed in. So the Gemara says, mechza kosher u'mechza pasul. Ultimately, again, half will be kosher and half will be pasul. Chatos shnayim b'chova. What happens if halacha l'maisa there's twice as many chatos, ultimately, again, as the rest of the chova birds? So it says the Gemara, chatos shnayim b'chova, haminyan shabechova kosher. So we'll say, so again, the number of birds corresponding to the obligatory offerings, that's what will be kosher. V'chein ola shenis arava b'chova. Similarly, again, if you have an ola that was mixed in to other obligatory offerings, in kasher ela minyan olos, in kasher ela minyan olos shebechova. Ultimately, again, only the number of olos, right, corresponding to the number of chovos, and there's only the number of olos in the mixture, will remain kasher. Chova shnayim ba'ola. What happens if you have twice as many of the obligatory offering birds than the number of olos? Mechza kasher u'mechza pasul. Good. Half will be kasher, half will be pasul. Ola shnayim b'chova. What happens if halacha l'maisa there's twice as many ola birds as obligatory birds? Haminyan shebechova kasher. Then ultimately, again, the number of corresponding obligatory birds, that'll be the number of birds in the mixture, ultimately, again, that are kosher. I will say, so I just want to point out over here, so the Rush actually points this out, which is fascinating about all of this. This is why you now understand why the Mishnah of the first Mishnah of the Parak opened the way that it did, which is all of this, as opposed to the last Mishnah, as opposed to the last Parak, where we were focusing much more heavily on cases where halacha l'maisa, the Kohen did not do anything yet, but I have a mixture of bird pairs sitting in front of me trying to figure out what to do. And then again, the shaila is what could be offered, what can't be offered. So remember again, in those cases, that's where the halacha many times was, don't offer it. Don't offer it, because again, where there's ambiguity, where there's sacrificial ambiguity, we don't always want you offering anything. These cases are dramatically different. Why? Because what's happening over here, the Kohen has already offered everything. So because the Kohen has offered it, we're asking the Shaila now ex post facto, what is the status of the birds which have been offered? So what you see is something also amazing, which is you begin to see that before things are offered up, we pretty much almost never let you offer up a karban where there is some level of sacrificial ambiguity. What's fascinating is once the Kohen has already done it, you see what's incredible over here when you see a lashon of mechza pasul, mechza kasher. Well, so what does that mean? Essentially, what it means is we're employing either breira or some type of breira derivative to be able to say that a certain number of karbanos were absolutely kosher, were absolutely okay. Some of them were not, but halacha l'maisa, this is an incredible chiddush in sacrificial law. Normally, we would think where there's any level of ambiguity, halacha l'maisa, everything is pasul. Everything is possible. But you begin to see, again, at least, again, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, we also begin to see that ultimately we make the assumption based on ratios about the identities of the birds. That's why you have these cases of chova shnayim bechatos, twice as many obligatory birds than chatos birds, twice as many chatos birds than obligatory birds, that'll ultimately, again, determine the outcome, or I should say, determine the effectiveness of the carbon after it's already been offered up. Good. Mishnah Vav. Another interesting case. Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kan kishei leruach. So it's an interesting case here, Rabbi. A woman says, Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kan kishei leid zachar. So we'll say in this case over here, a woman is taking a nedra upon herself that if she gives birth to a boy, she's going to bring a pair of birds. Going to bring a pair of birds. If you look at the Rush for just a moment, over here, the Rush says, Ha'isha sha'amra harei alai kan kishei leid zachar. So, actually, I'm sorry, not yet. So we'll say, so just to point out what's happening over here. When a woman gives birth, so she's obligated to bring karbanos leida, right? Again, if she has money, right? If she has means, so one of those karbanos comes from a sheep, the other one is a bird. If she doesn't have means, then both of them could be birds. She could bring a kansiporim. In this case over here, in addition to her karban leida, she's making a neder. This is a supplemental offering. She says, if I give birth to a boy, I want to go ahead and bring another karbon, a kan sipor, sorry, kinim. I want to go ahead and bring a bird pair. Yol de zacher. So again, if she had mazal tov, she gives birth to a boy. So what's the halacha? Mevia shtei kinim. She brings two bird pairs. Why two bird pairs? Achas lenidra, v'achas lechobasa. One ultimately, again, is for her obligatory birth offering, right? Because she's giving birth. And the other, ultimately, again, is to satisfy her nether. So we'll say, obviously, you're talking about over here, a woman who can't afford an animal offering for carbon leda. So this one's going to bring birds for her carbon leda. Bring two sets of birds, one for her carbon leda, one for her nether. Okay, so what's this? Now watch this. Okay, so far, pretty straightforward case. Woman shows up to the Beis HaMikdash with two bird pairs. One for Leda, one for Neder. Now, both say, now let's understand. Are those bird pairs the same? No. The bird pair for Leda, what's this? What are those birds? One is a Chatos, one is an Ola. The bird pairs for the Neder, both Olos. Both Olos. Remember, again, there's no Chat, you can't bring a Chatos as a Neder, right? Or a Neder and a Dava. So, again, so in her mixture of four birds, she has three Olos and one Chatos. Now, watch this. Nastan the coin, she gives them to the coin. So coins are achlasos. Gimel preidim milamalon, ve'echel milamaton. So we're both saying pretty straightforward day in the Beis HaMikdash. So the coin gets four birds. What does he have to do? Three are slaughtered, get their blood sprinkled above the chotas sikra. That's an ola, and one of them gets their blood sprinkled below the chotas sikra. Lo asikain. What happens if the coin did not do this? Ella shtayim milamalon, ushtayim milamaton. Below Nimlach. So we'll say, so what happens? So what happens if the Kohen did two above the line, two below the line, and he never consulted? Never consulted. So what's the halacha? Tzvicha lahavi od prey da'achas v'yakrivena milamalan. So we'll say, in that case over here, we were telling her, okay, you have to bring another bird, and it's going to be treated as an ola, and we're going to sprinkle the blood above it. We'll say, by the way, this is an interesting discussion in general, which is what happens if a coin messes up with a carbon, right? So it's very nice, he has to bring another carbon. What's the shiloh? Who pays for it? So we'll say, so interestingly enough, halacha in general provides for professional, what's the word? I guess professional liability coverage, right? In other words, that malpractice insurance, right? So let's say, so this is very important. Halach in general holds of this, because otherwise people will be reluctant. We see this. We live in a very litigious society, and very often, you know, it leads everyone to be very reticent and scared to do their job. So interestingly enough, so there's a whole discussion in general. It's like, that's why, you know, a doctor, chas v'shalom, kills someone in the course of treating them. As long as they were not, you know, negligent, or so, you know, then of course halacha covers them in every single way. Granted, it's gross negligence. It's mamash, like, has to be gross negligence in halacha. Or a lot of different times when you go out and you help someone, you try to do something nice, even if you end up adversely impacting them, halacha l'maisa, you're usually covered by, like, you know, your good Samaritan halachic malpractice insurance. You know, so it's a... So we'll say, so according to many opinions, the same thing applies in the Beis HaMikdash as well. That if a coin messes something up, assuming that, like, it's not gross negligence, it's on the person. It's on the person. So now, what I do want to mention is, a lot of times, I've always thought about this, I'm not even necessarily sure that the owner would actually know or not. Meaning, because remember, for example, this is happening in the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. So remember, the woman's not there. The woman's not there, right? The woman's coming into the chatzar at most. She's not going in by the mizbeach. So you could see in by the mizbeach. But okay, whatever. That's not important. It's interesting. Something to think about. In any event, so the kohen goes there. We're supposed to sprinkle three of the birds, the blood of three of the birds, above the chotas sikra, one below the chotas sikra, makes a mistake, does two and two. So what's the halacha? Woman has to bring another bird, and the other bird is going to be an ola, blood sprinkled above. Miminachot. Now, all of this is assuming, this is now we get into an interesting qualification discussion. This is all assuming that the four birds that she brought were all of one species. Right, remember again, we saw in yesterday's daf that halacha l'maisa, you could bring Torim or Bnei Yonah, but what? You have to choose a team. Now, what happens in this case over here, you only have to choose a team per kan. So for example, in this case over here, if the woman was bringing two bird pairs, could she technically bring one Torim, one Bnei Yonah? Sure, she absolutely could. That would make things more complicated in this case. So when we say that the kohen was supposed to do three above, one below, he does two and two. So now what do we say? She has to bring another bird. Right? And that bird is going to be treated as an ola with the blood sprinkled above. That is true, minechot. when all of the birds came from the same type of bird species, either Torim or Bnei Yonah. Look at the Rush for just a moment. Says the Rush, Mimin Echad, Imarishonim Hayu Mimin Echad, Hayu Torim, Tavitar. Thank you. So ultimately, again, actually, I'm sorry, that's the wrong Rush. That Rush comes in a little bit. So Imin Echad, Mishnei Minim, what happens if Halacha Lamai says she brought two different types of birds? Then what's the Halacha? Tavishtaim. She has to bring two additional olos. So we'll say if it's two different birds, two different bird types, then halacha l'maisa, because we're not sure what happened over here, should be obligated to bring two more birds and to bring them as olos. Next case, Pirsha Nidra. So we'll say here, take a look at the Rush again. Pirsha Nidra, Devishas Nidra, Amra, Hare Alai Kantorim Oshne B'nei Yonah, Vishara Ma Pirsha. So we'll say, so this is very interesting. So let's say she articulated a neder, but she forgot exactly what it is that she said. So again, Tibshas Nidra Amaharea like Kantorim Oshne Bineyona, the Shachama Pirsha, Nimsa Shitzvicha Lahabi Lenidra Torim Ubineyona Misafe. So we'll say in this case over here, I know that I pledged a bird pair. I don't remember, did I pledge Torim or Bineyona? So what do you do in this case? Pirsha Nidra, Tzvicha Lahabi Od Gimel Predim. Old Gimel Preidim. So we'll say, so again, remember, these cases are building on each other. Let's see, she articulated her neder, but she doesn't remember ultimately, again, what it is that she said. And I will say, it's the same case. The Kohen offered up half and half, two above, two below. And so we'll say, so now what happens? She has to bring another three birds. Because in this case, there's the additional layer of ambiguity of not knowing ultimately, again, did she say Torim or Bnei Yonah? This is only Minachot. Mishnei Minin, however, again, if she brought from two different species, then what? Tavi Arba. She would have to bring an additional four birds, says the Mishnah. Kava Nidra. So this is another interesting case. What's Kava Nidra? If you take a look at the Rush again, Kava Nidra. Shekav Aso Lahavia Al Kan Chovasa. So we'll say in this case over here, not only did she articulate that she's going to remember again, this woman is about to give birth. Or so she makes a neder. If I give, all same case in Mishnah. If I give birth to a zachar, if I give birth to a boy, I hereby commit myself to bringing another bird pair. So we'll say, so this case is a little bit different. In this case over here, she says, I commit myself to bring another bird pair together with my obligatory bird pair. So she knows she's going to have to bring an obligatory bird pair. Ultimately, again, because of her leida, because of giving birth, Salocha Lamaisa, Kava Nidra means she establishes that she's going to bring the neder kan together with the obligatory kan. Look at the Rush again. Shekavaso lahavia al kan chovasa. Sha'amra, hare alai kan im elid zachar, lahavi im kan bechovasi. So we'll say here she's obligating herself to bring the neder kan together with the obligatory kan. The kivna lekavi kan leha neder gimel olos keachad. Rebbe will say again in this case, what was her kavana? Remember, Rebbe will say all of these cases, the designation is the same. When she's pledging two kans, when she's pledging two bird pairs, one is a neder, one for her leida. So halacha l'maaseh, what's happening over here? Three olos, one chatos. Three above the chotas sikra, one below. In this case over here, what she's doing is she's embedding the neder with the obligation. So when I bring my... So up until now, what we've been saying is there's a neder that's triggered with the leida, but lav dafka, that the obligatory offering and the neder offering are intertwined. They're two different offerings. So she'll bring the leida offering and she'll bring the neder whenever she's obligated to bring the neder. Here, she's embedding the neder with the chov. When I bring my chov, I'm also going to bring the neder. So kava nidra, and I will say it's all the same case. Cohen makes a mistake. Instead of doing three above and one below, he does two and two. So what's talacha? Tzricha lahavi od chamesh pridin. So I will say she has to bring now another five birds. Look at the Rush again. Why is that? So lahavi od chamesh pridin liola im arishonim hayu minecha. So we'll say if all of the birds that she's bringing from the two pairs are all one type of bird, then halacha lemaisa, she has to bring five additional birds in order to take care of all the possible ambiguity. Mishnei minin, if however again she was bringing from two different types of birds, then sheish. Then halacha lemaisa, she would have to bring six birds. Okay, nisanasan lekoin ve'in yodas man nasna. Well, it's an interesting case. What happens if she gave it to the Kohen and she did not know what she gave him. Now again, look at the Rush one more time. Nisanasan lekohen perush shnei kinin. Supposed to say, remember, all the same case, right? All the same case. Woman's giving birth. She makes neder. If I give birth to a boy, I'm going to bring a kan. She gives all the births to the kohen, and she doesn't know exactly what she gave him. So she doesn't know, was it min echad? Was it beis minim? Was it all the same type of bird? Not the same type of bird. So what's the halacha? V'halacha kohen v'asa. The kohen went and he did the karbanos. So any odema asa. Say, Mamish, in this case, no one knows what's going on over here. She doesn't know. Busy day today, Sunday. She doesn't know what she gave him. He doesn't even remember what he did with them. I mean, he offered them. Where he offered them. I know they went on the Mizbeach. So in this case over here, remember, here, everything has fallen apart. Because everything has fallen apart, so pretty much he's going to have to bring pretty much like a new set of karbanos. So she'll have to go ahead and bring another four birds for her nether, two more birds. Because you're supposed to remember again, why all the new birds? Remember again, how could she be obligated to bring more birds than she originally gave him how many birds? Four. Now remember, what are we saying? She has to bring another four birds for her nether, another two birds for her chov, and one chatos. So why? Because remember, here the ambiguity is, I don't know, she doesn't know what type of birds she brought. Was it Torin? Was it B'nai Yonah? Did the kohen do it above? Did the kohen do it below? So in order to go ahead and kind of take care of all the possibilities, ultimately, again, she's going to bring four for her nether, two for her chatas, two for her chova, right? Four to satisfy the possibilities for the nether, two to satisfy the possibility for the chova, and ultimately, again, one chatas, top of chav hey. Benazai, Omer Benazai says, shtei chatos. Not one chatos, but instead she has to bring two chatos. If you take a look at Rashi on top, so Rashi says over here, shtei chatos, Benazai etamei dileel, dama kol holich achar rishon. So also remember again, this goes back before to discussing the interesting idea about what happens if you end up, so you're supposed to say there's another possibility. The other possibility in all of this, since she doesn't know what she did, is what? Meaning, no, I should say differently. Since she doesn't know if she brought the chatos, if she brought a tar or a ben yona. So remember again, we saw in yesterday's daf to machlokes about what happens if you bring a bird pair made up of two different birds. So everyone agrees that what? Everyone agrees that what? That you have to now bring a second bird to make the pair uniform. What was the machlokes? Which bird determines the species for the bird pairs? Remember again, Ben Azai said it was what? It was the chatos. Whatever type of bird you offered up for the chatos, ultimately, again, is the type of bird for the ola. The Rabban of Tanakama said no, it was what? Whichever one you offered up first. So therefore, ultimately, again, Ben Azai says that Halacha L'maaseh in this type of case with all of the confusion. So Halacha L'maaseh is not going to be enough to bring one chatos, but instead, ultimately, again, you're going to be required to bring two chatos. So if you finish Rashi, if you take a look, actually, first, better look at Tosus. Ben Azai Amr Shtei Chatos, Achas Treva Achas Ben Yona, Ben Azai Tamay De Amr Lev Harakshini, Akol Olich Achar HaRishon, Sheisha Lahavi Hasheni Min HaRishon, Hilchach Zu She'ini Odas Eza Min HaVi HaRishon, V'Shem HaKulam L'Mal HaKarban, V'Yatzei De Chavaso, Eni Odas. So ultimately, again, I'm sorry, I reversed it. Ben Azai says, Holy Chacha Rishon, excuse me. Tanakama said, you go after the Chatas. Ben Azai says, you go after the first one. And since ultimately, again, we don't know which one went first, therefore, Halacha L'maisa, Ben Azai says, you will be required to go ahead and bring two Chatos. So stop over here, share with you a short idea on the Parsha.